From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in Singapore for Asia's largest annual security forum known as the Shangri-La Dialogue. Attended by defense ministers and military chiefs from around the world, discussions will likely be dominated by China's continued buildup in the South China Sea. Carter warned last week that China is in danger of building a, quote, great wall of isolation with its South China Sea operations.
China, like other countries, will make its own choices. Obviously, we hope it makes a choice to a one that is cooperative with the system of security that has served this region so well for so long.
Besides the South China Sea, other areas for discussions are likely to include tensions on the Korean Peninsula, U.S.-China relations, and the rise of Islamist militant movements in Asia. Carter has said the Asia-Pacific region is the single most consequential region for America's future. Three bodies have been found in a rescue operation for migrants aboard a boat that capsized in the Mediterranean Sea early Friday, this according to Greek officials. Over 300 people have already been rescued off the Greek island of Crete.
We heard as many as 700 people were on the boat, so there could be hundreds still in the water.
That's Joel Millman, spokesman for the International Organization of Migration. It's not immediately clear where the boat came from or the nationalities of the passengers on board. An estimated 880 migrants and refugees have died trying to cross the Mediterranean during the past week, according to the UN Refugee Agency. From Washington, this is VOA. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, along with top European and Arab diplomats, are meeting in Paris, hoping to find enough common ground to revive stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. French President François Hollande called on Israel and the Palestinians to make the courageous choice of peace as he opened the conference. As primary elections continue in the U.S., in a major foreign policy speech Thursday in California, Hillary Clinton focused on her experience and said it would be a historic mistake to elect Republican Donald Trump. Zlatica Hoke has more.
Clinton told an audience in San Diego that Trump is unprepared and temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent.
Trump was quick to respond on Twitter, as is his habit, calling Clinton's performance bad and saying she did not look presidential. Until recently, many Republicans were as critical of Trump as the Democrats, but with his growing popular support, many now see him as the party's only chance to regain the presidency. On Thursday, Trump was endorsed by a top Republican in Congress, House Speaker Paul Ryan.
VOA's Zlatica Hoke. In Colorado Springs, Colorado, U.S. President Barack Obama, using his last commencement address as president on Thursday, urged the more than 800 new Air Force officers not to pull back from U.S. engagement in the world.
In a global economy, it's not possible to stop trading goods and services with other countries. Weak public health systems on the other side of the world allow diseases to develop that end up reaching our shores. So we cannot turn inward. We cannot give in to isolationism. That's a false comfort. Allowing problems to fester over there makes us less secure here.
While never mentioning him by name, Obama's comments were a veiled swipe at presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who has called for, among other things, building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border and reassessing America's commitment to NATO. At least 19 people were killed, including two police officers, in clashes late Thursday in northern India when police tried to expel around 3,000 followers of a semi-religious sect who had been illegally occupying a park in the city of Mathura for 2 years. The occupants were reportedly demanding lower gas prices and the cancellation of the election of various members of government. On social media, the group members described themselves as political revolutionaries. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.